Going to speak about the digital age now and very much about your mobile phone. Have you got a good signal? Apparently, the Federation of Small Businesses isn't overly happy with signals generally. Let me speak to Daniel Donnelly about this. Daniel, what exactly is the problem?
Well, Frank, just to give a bit of context, first of all, at the moment, the government are looking to free up some of the 700 megahertz spectrum band, which is currently used for something for things like terrestrial TV, and looking to license that out to be used to improve mobile coverage. So on the back of this, ourselves and Federation of Small Businesses in Northern Ireland, in conjunction with our colleagues in Scotland and Wales, have written to our respective secretaries of state and asked them to make sure that they include targets to improve mobile coverage nation by nation, so specific targets for Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, in the recognition that the coverage outside of England isn't as good as it is in England. So that's really the issue. Essentially, it affects day-to-day running of businesses. If you imagine, and I'm sure you've experienced this yourself, when you're talking to family and friends and all of a sudden the signal's cut off mid-call and be very frustrating. In a business context, that can mean loss of custom, loss of income, and potentially loss of livelihood. So it can be quite a hindrance to the day-to-day running of small businesses.
And where are the worst black spots? I can give you one example. Where I'm from in Bourne in County Down, there's an area which is close to the football field in Bourne, and you might as well send smoke signals. And my mother lives in that area, couldn't have a mobile phone about you, and that's been like that from mobile phones were ever invented. What are there a significant number of larger areas like that?
Well, I have to say that Northern Ireland is both slightly better in this regard than our colleagues in Scotland and Wales, but that certainly we should be looking to achieve 100% mobile coverage when it comes to everyone being able to access decent data and voice services. Clearly, the issue, as you point out, the issue is more pronounced in rural parts of Northern Ireland, but it's not necessarily just a rural issue. I was speaking to one of our members yesterday who's a business owner in Belfast, and he does a lot of business. He calls his car his office in many regards. He does a lot of business on the hands-free in the car, and he could actually point out certain parts of the road where all of a sudden the signal drops and the call cuts out. So yes, probably more pronounced in rural areas, but also not uncommon in Greater Belfast either.
Yeah, there are three of those along the A1 dual carriageway, because when I travel between Bourne and Belfast quite often, and if you're on the hands-free, there are three spots. And I always thought that was in some way military-linked. You know, there would have been an old army base, or there would have been a police station or something in the vicinity, and the blocker is still there. Is that just my imagination?
Well, I'm honestly not sure about that thing, but I think it is quite a widespread issue, and I think it's quite a common issue across the UK, and we've got to think now, we're in 2018, we're becoming so digital and so connected, and mobile and broadband are becoming so essential to day-to-day life, so it's really not acceptable that anyone, regardless of high rural or high urban or whatever, that they shouldn't be able to access decent mobile coverage to make calls for either for business or to friends and family or whatever.
Yeah, let's hope it improves. Just very, very briefly, are there many objections to masts going up? That sometimes is a problem, isn't it, locally?
Well, I haven't come across that personally, Frank, in terms of that being the issue here.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there. We're heading towards the news, but if that isn't one of the issues, that is fine. At a very local level, sometimes people object to masts. Daniel, hopefully we'll get 100% coverage sometime in the near future, because it is frustrating, and obviously frustrating for business. Yeah, why not?